Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra's daf Sadi Zayin. We are holding on daf Sadi Vavam Beis. We are at the last few words of the page. Ubi Yoser, Mikatei, Midaso, Mi Pligi. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Da Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first, we're going to finish up the discussion from yesterday that if you pour water through wine sediment and more flavored water comes out than the water that you had initially put in. So if it's less than a 3-to-1 ratio, so that we had this machlokas whether it has the status of wine or not. So we're going to continue to discuss that machlokas for a bit. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the majority of the daf is the status of water that picks up grape flavor from sediment, legabe a number of different halachos. First, legabe the halacha we've been discussing, which is what bracha do you say on it, if it comes out as grape-flavored water after it passes through the grape sediment. Second, we're going to discuss what the halacha is as far as the dinim of truma, as far as the dinim of maaser sheni, as far as the dinim of hegdish, if it happened to have been yein nesachim, it was wine that was used for hegdish, so now it was grapes that were hegdish, and now the water went through it, so is that water now have the status of hegdish? And finally, lekabe the status of hechsher lekabel tuma, because we're going to see that even though both wine and water have the capacity to be machshir lekabel tuma, they have different halachos as far as hechsher lekabel tuma. So that is the majority of Amud Aleph. And then Amud Beis is going to be all about which wine is kosher to use for Kiddush. What would disqualify a wine to be used for Kiddush? The Gemara is going to have this expression that yayin ha-ra'uy l'naseh al gabei ha-mizbeach. But what does that mean? What is that coming to exclude? And then at the very end of the daf, right before the Mishnah, a very brief discussion about the halacha that we had in the Mishnah. If a person buys empty jugs, how many is he willing to accept that are substandard, that are subpar among his 100 jugs of empty jugs that he happens to buy? So let's begin again. We are up to Biyosa Mikdei Midaso Mi Pligi. So the Gemara discusses that we said that that there's a case of where there would be a machlokas whether the halachic status is that of wine or that of water, and that is that ramatlasa v'asatlasa upalga, that you put into the shemarim 3 cups of water and 3.5 cups of water came out. That the Rabbanan held that it's too diluted and therefore it's not wine and it's shakal, and Acherim held that no, we assume that it's not too diluted and it actually is wine and the bracha is going to be barei priagafen. So says Gemara, biyosim midasim pligi, is there really a machlokas tanayim in such a case where you find more water emerged from the sediment than that which you had put in? Vatanan, but don't we have a Mishnah in Maseches Maestros that tells us hametamed, if a person puts water into wine sediment v'nasan mayim b'mida, and he puts a certain amount of water in and he has not yet been mafresh trumas or maestros from that grape sediment umatzu kedei midaso, and then when it comes through the filter, he takes out the shemarim, the sediment isn't there, and he finds the amount of water exactly as much water as he had placed in. It's exactly kedei midaso. He put in 3 cups of water. He took out 3 cups of now grape flavored water. So potter, he does not have to take maestros from that which he has taken out, because even though it has the taste, it has the flavor, it has the look of wine, but in terms of substance, it's all water because it didn't add any volume to it. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv, but Rabbi Yehuda says no, you're going to be chayiv in meiser because if it looks like wine and it tastes like wine, it has a din of wine. So we're medayik ad kan lo pligi ela bikdei midaso, that the whole machlokas is only because you put in exactly 3 cups and you took out exactly 3 cups. Avol biyoser mikdei midaso, but if you put in 3 cups and you took out 3.5 cups, you took out out actually more than the water that you originally put in, then lo pligi, we never find that there's a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda in such a case. So mistama, even according to the Chachamim, you would be chayiv to take maisos. So l'chora, if you would be chayiv to take maisos, it stands to reason that you would have to say a bar priya gafen on that as well. So that's a kasha on Rava, because Rava said that even if you have 1/6 of added volume, it's going to be pashut that it's water. It's not going to be wine, and it's kuli al malo pligi about that. So the Rishonim ask, why is the Gemara asking on Rava from the third case of Yosef Mikadei Midaso? Why not ask on him from the second case of Kadei Midaso? That Rava had said that if it's Kadei Midaso, that if you put in water and you take out water, that kuli al malo pligi, that has a brach of shakol mi abedvaro, and that it's absolutely water. Here we see in this Mishnah, it's not kuli al malo pligi, it's a machlokas, right? In that exact case, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says that Yechayev in Maestros. So the Rashbam writes that the Gemara's understanding that Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev in Maestros only mitzad chumra, but legabe bracha, it's still going to be shakol. That when it says Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, it's dafka legabe Maestros. But as far as the bracha is going to be concerned, it's still shakol niyabed varo. The Ritva, however, asks that the Gemara in Chulin sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds not only the chumra, even the kula he holds that it is a din of wine, because he says that in such a case, you're allowed to buy such wine using Maaser Sheni money. Now, if it doesn't have a din of wine at all, Meikra din, it's only a chumra that you're going to be mechayev. Well, how can you use Maaser Sheni money to buy such wine? You're not allowed to buy water with Maaser Sheni money. So therefore, the Ritva says that the Gemara didn't ask on Rava in the case where it's exactly the same amount of liquid that you took out, that you put in, because it could be that when Rava says that l'divrei akol, he means the Tanakama and Acherim, who both hold like the Tanakama of this Mishnah and Maestros. But in Achinami, he understands that we reject the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Zadas Yachid. But when he says, when you find more than Kedemi Daso, that it doesn't have a din of Yayin, that's a Kasha, because the Mishnah and Maestros sounds like that in such a case, everyone's going to hold it does have a din of Yayin, that even the Tanakama that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that it has a din of Yayin. So that's why we're asking specifically from that which we're being medayik, and not from that which is mefurash in this Mishnah. So again, we're being medayik from this Mishnah that it sounds like if you put in 3 cups of water through the grape sediment, and what comes out is anything more than 3 cups of water, then that beverage is going to have the status of wine. But Rava just said that if what comes out is 3.5 cups of water, it's in fact a machlokas. So says Marna, who adin dafilu bi yosem mikdei midaso pligi. No, it could be that in that Mishnah, the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is not only if you put in 3 and you took out 3, it would even be the same machlokas would exist if you put in 3 and you took out more than 3. Meaning our diuk is incorrect. We wanted to be medayik from the fact that they argue in a case where it's exactly the same amount. It must be that they agree if it were different, if the case were different. But it's not true. The same machlokas would apply even if the case were different and even if you pulled out Yosef Mikadei Midaso. The reason the Mishnah presents the machlokas specifically in the case of Kedei Midaso, where you put in 3 cups of water, you took out exactly 3 cups of water, that's now flavored. Lo diacha kochod Rabbi Yehuda. That's to tell you how serious Rabbi Yehuda is, that he thinks you're chayv in Shumas Maisos even in that case, even when you put in water and you took out that same amount of water. But Eina Chinami, the Rabbanan who disagree and hold that your pater would say from Maisos, would say your pater from Maisos even if you took out more than that same amount of water. So Baimin Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Avin Shmarim Sheish Bem Tam Yayin Mahu. So the Gemara raised it as if it's like a brand new question. What if you have sediment that you put water through and then the water picked up the flavor of that grape sediment? What bracha would you make on such a thing? So the Rashi Bab says it must be that Rav Nachman didn't know that we already had a machlokas about this, that we had a machlokas between the Tanakama and Acherim in the Braisa and Daf Tzadi Vavim Beis, because if he would have known that, he wouldn't ask Mahu, he would say Halacha ke me, who do we baskin like? The Ramban and the Ran say, no, he was aware of the machlokas, but sometimes we ask Bestam, even though there's a machlokas, you have that number, and he gives a number of examples in Shas. The Ramban, whenever he asks a question, whenever he says we find something in Shas, he always tells tells you exactly where. He says, yeah, you find it in 10 places in Shas, 12 places in Shas. We find it all over Shas like that. That even if you know, you could still ask it as a more vague question. And then the Ramban writes that it could be that the suffik is what's the din when the tam of the yayin is so strong in this water that it's ki'ilu, it was regularly diluted wine. And that was his shayla, meaning that it doesn't taste like a great beverage. It tastes like wine. And he answers, you can't be samech on the strength of the tam to determine that it's necessarily wine. You have to look at the percentages. You have to look at how much water was put in, how much came out. Samalei, mi savrit chamruhu, kiwa bialmuhu. He says, well, if it's less than a 3-to-1 ratio, that's not wine. That's just kiwa bialmuhu. That's just a flavoring that was given to the water, and therefore it does not change its bracha status. The bracha is still going to be shakol niyabidvaro. So now the Gemara discusses Tan Rabbanan, shemarim shel truma. Let's say you had grape sediment that was truma, and you put water through it, and the water picked up the flavor from that. And then you ran more water through it a second time, and then you did it a third time. So Rishon Vishani, the first two runs through that grape product, the halacha is that has a din of truma. So it's aser, for a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it, and the Rashbam understands that's a chumra midrabanan, that you're not allowed to, that a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. That's how the Ramban and the Ran understand as well. However, the Ramban says that it could be the first and second time were choshesh for the little bit of yayin that might be mixed in with the mayim, and that asers beshishim. As opposed to the third time, we assume all the tzuchei yayin, all the little pieces of wine, are already gone, and therefore you don't have to worry about bittul beshishim. But shlishi mutter, that third time is going to be mutter. Remeir omer, af shlishi binosin tam. Even that third time, if there's tam of yayin in that water, it's aser for a non-kohen to have it. It has a din like truma. That's when it comes to truma. Shall meiser, if those shmarim were not truma, but they were meiser sheni sediment, where the halacha is you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. So Rishon, the first passage of water through that picked up the flavor, also you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Sheni, the second passage of water through it, mutter, is not going to have a dinner meiser sheni. You're allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Ramei Romerav sheni benosin tam. Even the second passage of water through it has a din of nosin tam. That if it has that if it picks up the flavor, then you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Vishal Hagdish, and now another halacha. What if that sediment was not truma? It was not Meister Sheni, but it was Hagdish. So then Shlishi Asr, even the third passage of water through that grape sediment that picked up some flavor, is going to be Asr and treated like Hagdish. You're not allowed to get anah from it. Urevi'i, it's only on the fourth time that mutter, that it's going to be mutter. Rameir Omer Afrevi'i Benosin Tam. And Rameir says that even the fourth time is binosin tam. It's going to be if it picks up some of the tam, then even the fourth time through it still has the din of hegdish. So ask the Gemara Minhi, but I'll ask you a stira from another brisa. Shall hegdish liola maser, that we have a brisa that says shall hegdish, no matter how many times water goes through that same grape product, if it keeps picking up flavor fifth time, sixth time, it's always going to have a din of hegdish. Vishal meiser liola mutter, and shal meiser, if it was meiser sheni, then even the first time water went through, it's going to be mutter. So we're much more machmir in the hegdish case, much more makil in the meiser sheni case. So kasha hegdish a hegdish, kasha meiser a meiser. The two brises are so to each other when it comes to water that went through hegdish grape product. That the first brise said that only the water that was put through the third time, according to the Rabbanan, or the fourth time, if it doesn't pick up any tam, according to Rameir, is going to be Asr, and after that's going to be Mutter. Whereas the second Brisa said that forever it's going to be Asr, the fifth time, sixth time, seventh time. And by Meiser, we have the Stira, because when it goes through Meiser Sheni, grape sediment, according to the first Brisa, only the water that went through the first time, according to the Rabbanan, the second time, if it picks up flavor, according to Rameir, is going to have a din of Meiser Sheni. Whereas the second price says, no, we'll never have a din of Meiser Sheni. Says, we're a hegdish lokasha. You can't ask a steer in hegdish because there are two types of hegdish. Kan b'kedush saguf, Kan b'kedushas damim. The brisa that says that it's aser even on the fifth, sixth, seventh time, as long as it continues to pick up flavor, that's something that Hentish actually has kedushas aguf, that it's actual wine that was meant for nisuch al gabei hamizbeach, which is much more chamur, which is the brisa, whereas the brisa that was matir from the fourth and fifth time is talking about where it only had kedushas damim, it had kedushas bedek habayis. You're supposed to use it to sell and buy that which had that which the mikdash needs, but it was not meant to be used itself al gabi hamizbeach. And maaser nami lo kasha. There's also no stira when it comes to maaser sheni. Kan b'maaser vaday, kan b'maaser demai. The brisa that asers the first water through is talking about when you know for sure that you're not mafresh maaser sheni from that wine, whereas the brisa that allows it right away, that it's matir immediately, is talking about wine that was purchased from an ama aretz, where it's only a chashash that maybe you didn't take maestros. But Meikra Adin, on the Daraisa level, you could assume Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrim, and therefore Chumas Ma'asrim have in fact been taken from it. Okay, so that's that discussion. Now, says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochum Shomer B'Shem Ben Yotzadek, Kederuch Sh'am Rulinyin Yisuran, Kach Amr Rulinyin Echsheiran. The same conversation we had as to the water that goes through the grape sediment and picks up some of the flavor, Legabe, all of the halachas we just spoke about Truma and Hegdish and Ma'asrim, so all those dinim, so you have that same malacha. Actually, the way the Rishonim understand is that let's take truma as the model. The same discussion as to when it has the status of wine, legabe truma, and when it doesn't have the status of wine, legabe truma, and only has the status of water, you have that same discussion, legabe the dinim of hechsher lekabel tuma. If you want to know whether this grape-flavored water has the ability to be machsher lekabel tuma as water would, or it has the ability to be makshel kabel tuma as wine would, which right now we're assuming, the Gemara assumes through this sugya, that there's a difference between the two, that even though all Zayin Mashkim are makshel kabel tuma, Yad Shach Adam, all the Zayin Mashkim are makshel kabel tuma, but wine and water have slightly different dinim in terms of their ability to make the food ready to be makabel tuma. So what's the status of this grape-flavored water? Does it have a din like wine, or does it have a din like water? So says Mara, well, hechsheiran demai. Legabe, what do you need to know? Are you trying to say that it has the same din of hechsher kabel tuma? I demai achshuri machshuri. Water has the ability to be makshel kabel tuma, and wine has the ability to be makshel kabel tuma. The pasuk says, "Mikola ochel asher yeachel asher yavo alav mayim yitma." So it's clear in the pasuk that if it came in contact with water, that is makshel the food to be makabel tuma, and wine also, because we darshin v'kol mashke asher yishaseh, and yayin is a mashke, because the pasuk says in this week's parsha, I think, v'dame nov tishtechamar, right? So you have, we know that yayin has a din of mashke. So it says more lo tzricha shetim do b'megishamim. Now Rabbi Yochman is telling me the chiddush. If let's say this sediment of truma grapes and meiser grapes became soaked with rainwater that gathered on their own, and that's what picked up the flavor of the grapes. So in such a case, there's a chilik la halacha between the din of wine and the din of water. If after it became picked up the flavor, does that beverage have the din of water? Because if it does, since you were not the one that placed it there, it gathered on its own, it has no chashivos, and therefore, even though it's water, it cannot be makshel lekabel tuma. But if it has a din of yayin, yayin doesn't need to have special chashivos. Yayin is automatically chashiv, and it's going to be makshel lekabel tuma. So while it's true that water is makshel lekabel tuma, not all water is makshel lekabel tuma. It has to be water that was placed there purposefully. That's how the Rashbam understands that the chiluk between mayim and yayin is derived from the pasuk of v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal min v'lasam alav tameyu lachem, where the Gemara darshins in a number of places that there's a kriya niksiv. The kriya is yutan, so it sounds like even if it didn't, the water didn't go there miritzona bailim, it just went on its own. But the it's not written yutan, it's written biksiv. I'm sorry. sorry, it's written in a way that you could read it yitain. So you see that the mayim is machshir only when the das bailim is it has to be ki yitain dumi dechi yutan. Yutan is even if you don't want it there. Yitain is that you do want it there. So we see that the mayim has to be chashuv mitzad atzman, but only mayim that the bailim is makbid on, because the pasuk is talking about mayim when it says v'chutan mayim al zera. So if it's megishamim that doesn't have any chashivus mitzad atzman, even if afterwards it fell on peros and the bailim was happy about it, if it has the din of mayim, it doesn't have the capacity to be machshir lekabel tuma. The Ramban, the Ran, and Tosos all say, wait a second, we never find that there's a difference between chashivus of mayim and yayin legabe hechshir lekabel tuma. There's no din called chashivus as long as it's one of the zayin mashkim. So they say, no, the chiluk is not between mayim and yayin. The chiluk is between mayim and yayin on the one hand, and megishamim on the other hand. The megishamim, you need to be machshiv that it as a mashke, and only then it's ra'ui to be machshiv l'kabel tuma. As opposed to stam mayim, regular mayim, and yayin, and shemen, and all the other beverages, that once it you are okay with it touching the fruit, it doesn't have to have any level of chashivos. It's automatically going to be machshul kabel tuma. But bottom line is, we're suggesting, according to all the rishonim, if it was megishamim, it does not have the capacity to be machshul kabel tuma. So says Mar v'kivin to kashakil for rabbi lulamana achshavinu. But how could you say that it has no chashivos if you took that water, you took that megishamim, and you poured it over this grape product in order to produce a grape flavor? Favorite beverage, you were machshiv it. So it says, no, lo tzricha shenitman me'elav. No, it fell on its own into the kli that has these this grape product. So you didn't do anything on purpose, and therefore you were not machshiv it. Yeah, but v'kivin to kanugit kama. Once each time it fills up the kli, you take it out of the kli, and then another run goes through. So achshavinu, you were machshiv it through that, and for that alone, it should be able to be machshiv kabel tuma. So I'm Rav Papa says, no, you're not the one that took it out of the kli. Beparash Shoshos Rishon. A cow came along and drank it out of the kli. So you had nothing to do with it. So then if it's water, it's not Makshul Kabbatum because you were never Makshiv. If it's Megishamim, it's not Makshul Kabbatum because you never Makshiv it. And if it's not Megishamim, again, if it's water according to the Rashbam or Megishamim according to the other Rishonim, so it's not Makshul Kabbatum, but if it has a din of wine, it's Makshir Le Kabbatum. So now the Gemara gets to the halachos of wine for Kiddush. So Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovia, Amar Rav, Ein Omru Kiddush Hayom, Ela Ala Yayin Aroi L'Nasech Al Gabi HaMizbeach. The only thing you could use for Kiddush is wine that's Roi L'Nasech Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Even though you could say Bori Pri Agafen on it, even when it's not Roi L'Nasech Al Gabi HaMizbeach, you cannot say Kiddush, just like you can't bring something on the Mizbeach that's not clean, that's not nice. We're going to see later, the Gemara is going to quote the Pasuk in Malachi, HaKrivei Nolef HaChasecha Yirtzcha Yisa Panecha. If you tried to bring this to your governor, would he be happy with this? You don't bring this for a kosher bracha for kiddush if it's subpar and it's not high quality wine. So it says, well, okay, lemutemai, what qualifies as high quality wine? Right? Does it have to be a $20 bottle of wine, $25 bottle? Like, where do you draw the line of what's considered a high quality wine? If you want to tell me that it's coming to exclude grape juice that has not yet fermented and turned into wine, but we learned that while you're not supposed to use grape juice on the Mizbeach, if you did use grape juice for the Nesachim on the Mizbeach, it would be kosher. And the halacha is that anything that would even be kosher b'dieved on the Mizbeach is kosher l'chadchila to use as wine. So grape juice is absolutely kosher to use as wine. Dama Rabba, Socher Ad Meshkol Shalom Avim V'omer Alev Kiddush Hayom. After all, Rabba says, if you're in a bind and you don't have any wine, what you can simply do is crush some grapes and say Kiddush. Because once you crush grapes and you produce a beverage, that's it. So that grape juice is perfectly good. good for Kiddush. I was once with Rav Schechter, and someone had asked that they were stuck in middle of nowhere, and there was no for Shabbos, and there was no wine available, and there was no, so they were able to find in the local supermarket two Zamek challah rolls. So they wanted to know, how should I sort out saying Kiddush and saying Friday night, Shabbos day, because it's Chamar Medina, should I say Kiddush on the challah Friday night? What about Havdalah? So they're trying to figure out exactly what the best way to do it. He says, buy a bunch of grapes, squeeze the grapes and say Kiddush on that. So we thought it sounded funny, but it's the Gemara. He was just saying over the Gemara. So you could squeeze the grapes and say Kiddush. The reason why there's a whole discussion la halacha about our grape juice is because our grape juice is worse than that. So is that if you would leave it, it would then ferment and it would then turn into wine. So you just don't wait for that to happen and you say Kiddush on it. But what if you have grape juice that cannot ferment because they either cook it or they add something to it that makes it unable to ferment? So that's apparently there are two ways of making grape juice. One is that they cook it prior to it fermenting, and therefore that takes away its ability, but it's only through bishul. And the other way is not through bishul, but by adding some sort of chemical or something to it that makes it unable to ferment. So it's a big deal in the poskim whether one can use grape juice or not for kiddush. Minig in America is that we're makil, that we say bar pri hagafen on it, and that we use it for kiddush. And Rav Shachar always quotes that the first tshuva in America on the topic was written by a conservative rabbi who tried to master the Jewish community in times of prohibition. There was a sacramental exemption, right? If you needed for kiddush, so a conservative rabbi wrote a tshuva saying the Jews don't need wine for kiddush; they could use grape juice. So he was matir, I forgot who, but he was matir grape juice. And then others disagreed and others agreed. But you know, why do you have to? You know, but okay. So certainly better to use wine than because you don't say l'chala deos. But anyway, so what are we coming to? Exclude. It can't be coming to exclude grape juice, Talmudic grape juice, because that's perfectly kosher to use for kiddush. Velumute mipia umishuleha. We're coming to exclude the wine that's at the very top of the barrel and at the very bottom of the barrel. That's lower quality wine. Yavi heavy kosher. No, we can't be coming to exclude that because that's also kosher to use al gabei mizbeach b'diavad. Anything that's kosher b'diavad to use for nesach is kosher lechatchila to use for kiddush. Velumute yayin kushi borek hiliston. No, maybe he's coming to exclude black wine, white wine, sweet wine, wine that you never check, that you just went into the wine cellar without smelling to see if it's soured, and wine that's made by putting water on grape product. So Tanya Bekulan lo yavi v'mevi kosher. But didn't we learn about all of them? You're not allowed to use them for nesachim, but they are kosher b'diavad. So again, anything that's kosher b'diavad for nesachim is kosher l'chachila for kiddush hayom. So you can't ask for those wines. So what's he telling me not to use for kiddush? All these things that we think aren't you not supposed to use for kiddush? Turns out you're allowed to. Velamute yain koses. He's coming to exclude wine that tastes like wine but already smells like vinegar because it's starting to sour. Or mazug, it's diluted with water. Or magula, or it was left uncovered, and therefore we have to be concerned about sakana, that maybe a snake put its venom in it. Vishal shmarim, or wine that's made from water that was put poured over shmarim. Visharecha ra, or wine that has the tam and reyach of yayin, but because it was in a gross kli, it picked up a very bad smell. Titanya bekulon lo yavi v'mevi pasul. In those wines, you're not only not allowed to use them as nesachim, they're even possible b'diavad as nesachim. Oh, so those wines are not royal nesach al gabei mizbeach, even b'diavad, and therefore you're not allowed to use those wines for kiddush either. So I ask Mar Lemute Mai, which of those yayin is Rav Zutra really trying to tell me not to use for kiddush? Meaning, which of those did I need Rav Zutra to come along and say, oh, don't use this for kiddush, otherwise I would have thought that I could. Ilimute Koseis, if he's talking about wine that smells like vinegar, plutus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Levi. We already had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Levi. What bracha you say on such a wine? So if you hold like Rabbi Shimon Levi that the bracha is shahakol, so obviously you're not allowed to say Kiddush on it. So why do you make it tally on whether it's royal in the Sachim? It could be that it's more obvious that you're not allowed to say Kiddush on it because it's not even the right bracha. And ilimute mazug, if it's coming to exclude yayin mazug, yayin that's diluted with water, eluye alye. What do you mean? Yayin mazug, that's better. It makes it a better wine. Dam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, after all. Granted, you have machlok chum and Rabbi Lazar about yayin mazug for nisuch hayayin, but when it comes to Kiddush, there shouldn't be a machlok. Mazug chum and Rabbi Lazar with koshal bracha, the chum agreed to Rabbi Lazar when it comes to using yayin mazug for a koshal bracha, she'ein mevarchim lavachi yitin l'toch hamayim, that you're not allowed to use non-diluted wine. You need to dilute the wine in order to make a koshal bracha. So since the mezigah makes it better, it's not mistaber that it's going to be puzzle for Kiddush, and ilimute megula, and if you're trying to tell me that you shouldn't use yayin megula, well, that's a davar pashut. I don't need Rav Zutra to tell me. That's sakanehi. It's dangerous to use yayin megula, so obviously you're not going to use yayin megula. And ilimute shel shmarim, and if he's coming to tell me not to use wine that was created by pouring water through grape sediment, well, hechidami, how much water did you put in? How much water did you take out? Either amatal savas arba, we already discussed yesterday, if you put in 3 cups of water, and what came through the grape sediment is 4 cups of flavored, grape-flavored and tasting water, chamram aliyu, then it's wine. And either amatal savas atoso palgo, plukted rabban v'acherimi. And if you put in 3 cups of water and 3.5 cups came out, well, we already learned that that's a machlokas between the rabbanan and acherim, whether it has a din of wine, and we paskind already, like the shita of the rabbanan, that the bracha is shakol niyabidvaro. So certainly you're not going to be able to use that for Kiddush, right? We're talking about Friday night Kiddush, you don't use chamar medina, right? And even Shabbos day Kiddush, if you don't use Chamar Medina, if you hold that, whatever, let's keep it simple. Friday night Kiddush, where it needs to be wine. So the bracha is shakol. You're for sure not allowed to use that for Kiddush. So Ella, so what's Rav Zutra coming to tell me? He's going to tell me this big Kiddush that if it's not royal al gabi mizbech, you can't use it. But all the things that are not royal al gabi mizbech, I already know. It's coming to exclude wine that has a bad smell that it picked up from the barrel that it was put in. And on that, we would say, you know, that's not appropriate to use for Kiddush. Or it could be that it's coming to exclude yayin megula, yayin that was left exposed, and therefore we have to be concerned that maybe a snake put venom, put poison into that wine. The And even though you filtered out any potential poison that might have been there, because you put it through a strainer where it would strain out that poison, Rabbi Nechemia, that even the way Rabbi Nechemia said, because Rabbi Nechemia holds that it's possible to do that, to strain out the poison, afilu hachi, even so, even though it becomes mutter to drink when you put it through a strainer, but would you serve such wine to your governor? Would you serve such wine to someone who's important to you? You certainly would not, and therefore it's no good. So are you allowed to use white wine for nesachim on the mizbeach? So al terayayin ki is adam. That apparently wine is ideally red, and that therefore better to use red wine than to use white wine on the mizbeach. The Rashbam and the Rimigash and the Ritva say that the shaila is about nesachim. Right, when he's asking what's the halacha of white wine, we're asking about nesachim, and the Rashbam quotes Yesh Mefarshim that the shaila was actually about Kiddush. Can you use white wine for Kiddush? Which makes the answer more troubling, right? Meaning it would tell you that the answer would be that no, you got to use only red wine for Kiddush. Rashbam and the Rimigash say that the raya of Rav from the Pasuk is that by Yayin, the redness is the best use for Nesachim. But they would say if you bring a white wine for Nesachim, you're still Yotzei B'dieved. But Rabbeinu Gershom says from the fact that the Pasuk praises red wine, we see that red wine is ra'i l'nasich u'l'kadesh alav, and white wine is not ra'ui. So even b'di'evet, it's not ra'ui, in which case you can't use it for kiddush either. So that's a machlokas, whether white wine can be used for kiddush. It's interesting. No one mentions, the Gemara never mentions mevushal or eino mevushal. So Tosfos writes, don't try to bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara was never mevushal, that yayin mevushal is kosher for kiddush, because it's not a good raya. But anyway, yayin mevushal is kosher for kiddush. The Ramban says you can bring a raya from the fact that it's not mentioned. However, the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Tes is that yayin mevushal is not kosher for kiddush. So even though we paskin yayin mevushal is kosher for kiddush, if you don't have too many non-Jews or even non-religious Jews hanging around your house, nice chumrah to be yotzei shitas Rambam to use yayin not mevushal. Last thing, kankanim b'sharon. So we said if you buy jugs in Sharon and there are some jugs that are substandard, so up to 10 out of 100, you're being mekabel, you'll be willing to accept as a buyer. So Tana pitasos naos umegofaros. It doesn't mean that it's mamish broken jugs. If you're buying jugs, you would not accept even one broken jug. It means that they're not particularly sturdy, and you don't think they're going to last a very long time. So they're substandard. You're willing to take 10 substandard out of 100, but you wouldn't be willing to take 10 broken ones out of 100. You wouldn't even be willing to take one broken one out of 100. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin on the Beis. Everyone have a great day.